if you're of a certain age, mm-hmm. these are the two greatest things in your life that have now come together as one. And I'll say this.
Yeah.
I don't think I've been excited about something in a long time.
Wow.
As I am excited about this.
I'm guessing it's food.
Nope.
Really?
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Last night, the Pittsburgh Steelers take down the New York Giants in Pittsburgh. By the way, quick sidebar. Mike Tomlin, head coach of the Steelers,
mm-hmm.
is 25-0 in Monday Night Football games at home.
Wait.
He's never lost
he's
a
undefeated
home.
On
he
Monday
has
Night
never
That's
lost
an insane
a home
stat.
Monday Night Football game.
Damn.
That continued last night. But we're not here to talk about the game.
Mm.
We're here to talk about something that ESPN, ABC, and Disney shared after the game.
What are they going to do?
Well, the new fun thing to do are alternate broadcasts of sporting events.
Like the Nickelodeon thing they do?
Okay, so that's one of them. You can watch the Manning cast every Monday. Sometimes they have for like big college football games, they'll have like a panel of coaches or a panel of talking heads while the game is going on.
So what are they doing now?
They are doing something similar. No, they're doing something exactly what Disney did a couple years ago. Mm. Do you remember the Toy Story game?
That game? I know the movie.
Okay, so one NFL game that mm-hmm. was in Europe, it was the Jags versus somebody else, was broadcast in the Toy Story world.
So it was like those characters are playing football?
Football players were playing football on Andy's floor on a football rug. And the players, the game was real. The game was happening.
You got to feel like you're on acid.
It was very strange, but it was super unique. And the players who were animated were playing the actual game while the Toy Story characters were interacting with everything.
So it's for kids?
Yes. This one won't be. The NFL announced last night they will be doing a Simpsons Monday Night Football broadcast.
So from Springfield?
The entire game will be played at Springfield Adams Stadium.
Okay. Go ahead, sorry.
No, go ahead, you go.
No, I was just going to ask, by the characters?
So it's a little confusing because it says players will be replaced by some characters, but dozens of characters from the Simpsons world will be there live as it's happening. They also have all of the voice talent that you see on the Simpsons ready to go. They have signed up. They are ready to roll. They will be acting out throughout the entire game. When the NFL did it with Toy Story, it was cool, but like, it's not for me.
Yeah.
I love the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And I love The Simpsons,
then
I love my kids and my wife. This is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me.
I mean, you're going to check it out.
I'm going to watch the whole game in Simpsons.
Really?
So is it on Fox?
It will be on Disney Plus, according to the story. And December 9th, Cowboys versus Bengals, which I'm assuming they're pulling it out for this game because at that point, both teams could probably be out of the playoffs. Right.
So it's kind of a throwaway game.
Punch it up.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, you're not excited for this?
I don't think it sounds like something that sounds like it'd be fun. I don't think I could watch a whole game like that. It seems to be too weird.
Okay. Did you watch it? You didn't watch the Toy Story one?
No. But I don't care about that movie.
I think it's more just the idea of it all is kind of fascinating, whether or not you know the characters or
how, could you watch
not
3 hours
Yeah,
of
I don't
this?
Know if I could watch a whole game like that.
That's a long time to watch weird-ass animation.
Yeah, but here's the thing, man. I'm not going to be... Now, it'll be like computer Simpsons animation. It's not going to be like the hand-drawn. That would be really hard for the artists.
Big strain, so quick.
Big strain on their wrists, right? But, yeah, man, I'm going to watch this whole game in Simpsons land. When are you going to have the opportunity like this ever again?
When you say that, they're going to do more of this crap.
Well, they're going to do it with different Disney properties, I'm assuming, right? Like they did it with Toy Story.
Different
they're going to do it with The Simpsons, right? Yeah, now you'll do it in Star Wars World in some kind of way.
They want to make money.
I don't get why they're doing it.
I love how Kimmy's trying to help out Disney
with
making
money. I'm thinking, like, I'm surprised they haven't done that yet.
Like, just because this league is so goddamn successful. Why are they even doing this?
It's not so much the NFL needs this. It's that Disney is going to get people to subscribe to Disney Plus to exclusively
watch.
There's
no way.
Yeah.
Wait, so I don't have Disney Plus.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm ponying up for this jackass cartoon game.
If I didn't have Disney Plus, I would subscribe to
it. No, you wouldn't.
I hand to God, that's how
Disney
much
Plus
I love it.
Disney Plus is expensive.
Oh, no, my butt. I can't. I'm poor.
You really
You're
going to
need your ass.
This the would Japanese make you go sense. Out of your way just for this one game.
I'm telling you right now. You know that I love football, and you know that all I do is post Simpson stuff all day long.
Would it drive you nuts, though, if your team, like, let's say the Bills were playing, and you knew that maybe this was the only way you could watch a game and keep your kids entertained? That's not going to do it for you.
No, you're right, because I did not watch the Bills SpongeBob broadcast that Nickelodeon did a couple years ago, although I did buy the Josh Allen Slime Cannon bobblehead afterwards.
Why not?
Well, it's a great piece.
Yeah, yeah. You have to add that to our collection.
He's holding the Nickelodeon Most Valuable Player trophy, and it's Slime Cannons going off behind him, and his head bobbles. I mean, You're losing money not buying them.
You really are.
No, I would be frustrated by that. I'm glad it's not the Bills, because if it was the Bills, I wouldn't watch it. But I can't.
And even your kid would probably watch that for a little bit and want to watch something else.
I would imagine they get
Because there's
bored.
No story.
No, my youngest is not a football person at all. Yeah. She watched most of the game of the SpongeBob one. She watched most of the game of the Toy Story one.
Interesting.
But she's like an intellectual kid. Most kids ain't intellectual.
What is that? No, this is shiny.
I would think like this wouldn't be for an intellectual kid.
No, but like she probably sees some nuanced stuff in there that a dumbass like me wouldn't understand.
What the hell are you talking about? It's cartoon characters, dumbass.
She might see something deep in there that I've missed.
Yeah, that's probably worse.
She's overthinking it.
Hey, I'm trying to give your kid a compliment saying she's smart.
Thank you. She is smart. She ain't watching SpongeBob for the nuance.
There's probably some adult stuff in there, right?
No.
Doesn't he have like a girlfriend that's got problems?
Yeah, the heroin addict episode they did of SpongeBob.
Heroin?
Yeah, which is weird because the
underwater
heroin, it just dissipates into the sponge.
Yeah.
It doesn't even do anything for
it. It's so watered down.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Yesterday, last night, it was announced that on December 9th, Cowboys versus Bengals, they will do an alternate broadcast available exclusively on Disney Plus that will be at the Springfield Adams Stadium in the Simpsons world. All of the characters will be there.
So will they have like a Jerry Jones character?
Oh, good question.
Because he'd be like Mr. Burns.
It will be
like
Mr. Burns.
The mean, rich, old guy.
Yeah,
well,
you're
that's
right.
The other thing.
I'd be disappointed if they didn't do that.
So, fun fact, The Simpsons is it still airs on the Fox Network.
Yeah, it's like the longest running show of all time now.
It's one of them. Yeah, it's close there.
I had that in 60 minutes.
Well, there's a lot of like daytime soap operas. That
I don't count those.
Okay, fine. It's owned by Disney, right? But Fox, right? So the Simpsons have gotten in trouble over the last 20 years for making fun of Fox.
Yeah, because they slay everything.
Specifically Fox News, right? To the point where they had to have meetings, so they're also not allowed to make fun of Family Guy anymore, because they used to do that for a little while, ripping them off and everything. I don't know how the NFL is going to handle, because these artists, or the voice actors will be doing it, it looks like with the camera will be on them, so when their mouth moves, the character mouth moves, so they can do improv if they want to. What happens when they start making fun of the NFL or guys on the field or Jerry Jones? Because Jerry Jones does not have a sense of humor.
They probably have a list of things that they can't
talk
about, right?
Too much money on the line.
Okay, but here's the thing that's never stopped the Simpsons before.
No. Yeah, but now they're playing in the Super Big League.
Do you think?
And how many? I mean, it's also on a streaming service. It's not going to be on like regular cable, so maybe they can get away with a few more things.
But it's also
as soon as it's out, you're going to see it.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what happens, man. Look, that show
maybe
shaped
I will
me.
Pwn up $100 for Disney Plus a month.
I think, what is it, like $15 a month?
No,
it's
see is
$75. That's for the whole package. Yeah. If you just want Disney Plus, it's not that expensive.
I'm never even if I bought that, I would never look at it.
So get the free trial for the night, cancel it right after.
Ooh.
Dumbass, do I have to teach you how to do everything? So yes, is the answer.
I'm passive.
Okay.